Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. They mar my path, they set forward my calamity, they have no helper. He maketh a path to shine after him, one would think the deep to be hoary. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded.